Before getting started, I just want to take the opportunity on Veterans Day to honor, to thank, to salute all the men and women who have served our country. Honoring veterans is very important to the Cleveland Browns organization. Practice today, we will host about 90 guests from all five branches of the USO of Northern Ohio. It's always a real good experience for the coaches, always for the players as well. We look forward to meeting them and thanking them. As far as the game, back in the division for the second of four division games in a row, and the Steelers, as always, post a big challenge for us, especially playing down there. Offensively, a lot of weapons. Obviously, there's uncertainty about the quarterback, but with Bell being out, D'Angelo Williams has filled in, done an outstanding job. I think the receiving group is special. You start with Antonio Brown, but then it's big weapons across the board. Guys that have all demonstrated they can take a short throw and turn it into a big one. So we got to make sure we're preaching, running to the ball, getting in good angles, tackling well, never assuming a guy's down. That we have to be extremely on point with that defensively this week. Defensively, very similar scheme-wise to what they were in the past under Dick LeBeau. Keith Butler stepped in. A lot of the pressure stuff is still there. Causes a lot of stress on your blitz pickup. They force you to get the ball out fast. They speed up your clock, and I think you feel it sometimes even when it's not there, just because of the threat of it. And it's a big challenge for us on the special teams front as well. So, looking forward to going down there and competing. It's a great environment to go down there and play. I've been a part of some wins there. And there's nothing like it, but it'll be a great football atmosphere for us, and we'll look to give us some momentum heading into the bye. On the injury front, as we already know, Betonio is going to be out. Josh is progressing through some yesterday. He'll practice some in a limited fashion today. Joe Hayden and Witt are still in the concussion protocol, but everybody else on the injury report should be good to practice in some, at least in a limited fashion. I'll open it up.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yesterday you talked about you understand the why not that's out there about playing Johnny and younger guys. As far as Johnny's concerned, some of the argument you hear from people is that this offense doesn't fit him and he doesn't quite fit that offense. So how do you have a kind of round peg, square hole kind of thing. How do you find the balance there of working with what works best for him and what suits you guys personnel-wise?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd necessarily see it as that extreme there's a lot of elements of this offense, a lot. I mean, Josh is mobile, that throws the ball well on the run. That's very suited to Johnny as well. If you ask Flip, he'd always want to have a guy that has some mobility to him, whether to extend plays or whether it's by design. So I don't necessarily see this the offense that we run as not necessarily being conducive to his skill set. Now, would we highlight if he were the starter, would we highlight more of the package that best suits him? Sure, we would do that with any player that we have out there. So I don't know if that's something that, like I said, I think there's a bigger deal is being made of it than is necessarily the case.
Difference in halves for Johnny Manziel last week, that the fact that Cincinnati seemed to keep him in the pocket in the second half.
Yeah, they did a good job. And unfortunately for us, there just weren't that many opportunities to get going in the second half, and some of that was as a result of them playing well defensively. Some of that was us not playing well offensively. But when you're not generating first downs and you can't get drive sustained and get going, that's tough, and that's really why the second half. I know it was a 7-point game going into the fourth quarter, but it was really starting to you know, roll strongly the other way just for that reason. The defense had been out there most of the third quarter, and then offensively we hadn't generated a first down.
But my question was, how much of not being able to generate those first downs was because he couldn't seem to get out of the pocket as much?
I don't know. Like I said, there weren't that many. You know, the sample size wasn't that big. I mean, we missed some throws. We dropped some balls. But I don't think it's as general or as easy to say, you know, they adjusted, kept them in the pocket, and that made the world of difference. I think every play kind of tells its own story.
Morning. You saw the second half. Even Manziel came out after the game and said it felt eerily familiar to last season, the opener against the Bengals. There's a story online today that kind of broke down some plays, showed some pictures from above where open guys were, you know, were not difficult throws. They were there. Could have had him. I mean, where are you with, is Austin Davis pushing him to be the backup? Is he solid in that role, or does he have as long to go as it might seem?
No, I mean, it's you know, Austin's doing a nice job for us, and he's a competitive guy, and we're glad that he's here, and I think that room generates a lot of competition. There aren't many jobs on this team that are etched in stone. If that answers your question, and yeah, I mean, Johnny will be the first to tell you that he missed some opportunities, missed some throws, and we didn't play well enough around him. Whether he was getting flushed too soon, or he was getting pressured, or you know, we weren't able to come down with the ball that was catchable.
You think he'll be ready to go Sunday?
We'll just see how he responds to it. I mean, just kind of going through the treatment, and then just some throwing yesterday. I mean, it's a progression. That's why we use day to day. I mean, we'll know a lot more after today, and see how he responds to the day of work.
Kind of tough to tell exactly how he's going to do until he takes a hit, which I assume he won't take in practice.
Yeah, he won't take in practice. Yeah, I mean, any type of injury like that, I think that's fair to say.
Have you been impressed with the way Duke Johnson's been able to contribute? And second part to that, would you like to try to get him even more involved as far as the running part of the game?
Yeah, Duke's done a good job for us. There's just been some inconsistencies there, and some of it's been just having the right – just from a personnel grouping standpoint there. I know Flip's had some plays where he's wanted to have him out there, and we felt after games that we needed to use him more. But I think the more he touches the ball, the more comfortable he'll become. He's certainly shown in his rookie year that it's not too big for him, and he can be very productive. There's a lot of graduate level details that he needs to get cleaned up, but there's no substitute for going out there and playing and experiencing the live game rep. So we're very pleased with where Duke is, and I'd agree. We're gonna. I mean, he needs to be a big part of what we do, both run and pass.
Is he what you thought he was going to be when you guys talked about him on draft night here?
He is just a versatile guy that can make some runs. That he's shown that he can put his foot in the ground and make some runs in this scheme. That he's not one of those backs that's just a perimeter back only. That he's always just going to head for the sideline. That he'll run inside and gain some tough yards, and then in the pass game, he's everything we thought he would be, and I think the sky's the limit there. That we feel he's a tough draw for linebackers to cover. The teams, if they want to cover him successfully one on one, they likely have to do it with a defensive back, and he is a good feel for it. And I think he has, he runs really good routes for being a running back, and I think his hands are well above average for an NFL back as well.
You didn't want to wait till the end of the week on this quarterback situation. Mm-hmm. So, is there a time table on this?
I don't have a drop dead time, but we'll kind of gather all the information tonight after practice, see where Josh is. Probably revisit it in the morning, and then go from there.
And the other thing is, you and Johnny both mentioned after that game, the Cincinnati game, the cover two. Struggled with defeating the cover two. It looks like Pittsburgh's playing a lot of that now, one of the changes they've made. Are you concerned that roadmap that Cincinnati showed in the second half will make it tougher for Johnny?
I'm not because it's, I mean, there's no perfect defense. There's no perfect coverage, or else everybody would run it. So it's on us as an offensive staff to put our guys in position to be successful, whether we have, you know, plays that are double called based on coverage, or whether, you know, it's, hey, if they want to lighten up and play two safeties deep, then we need to be able to run the football. So I think that's all a part of the NFL chess game. If it's just not as easy as, hey, you're playing a passing team, let's play cover two. But that's on us to get our guy, you know, to get ourselves in the right play calls and get the ball to the right people.
Quick question about Pittsburgh's defense. Is Butler pretty much an extension of LeBeau, or are there substantial differences?
I wouldn't say substantial. And I mean, he's putting his own stamp on it, but at the same time, it's their core. They play a lot of zone, and it's a lot of, when they pressure, it's a lot of zone pressure. They can overload a side very easily. They still, you know, run the, you know, where they cross the linebackers inside. They still do that. A lot of the staples of the LeBeau system. But no, he's doing a good job. And like I said, they put stress on your protection rules, and they put stress on your guys that are, you know, the running backs have, you know, recognizing blitz pickup and all that. And it's a good system.
Mike, if Ben Roethlisberger is out, do you view that as catching a break? And what's your breakdown of Landry Jones?
Would you view that as catching a break if Ben Roethlisberger were out? Landry Jones has done a good job for him when he's played. I mean, he's not as mobile as Ben. I don't think he fends off the rush as well as Ben. But then again, I don't know if any quarterback in the league can do that. But if you give him a clean pocket and you give him time, that he can make the throws, and they have playmakers, and a lot of his throws don't have to be far down the field for them to be successful. To have the running game going, I think that would help him as well. So I'm sure their plan will be built around that, knowing what he is in comparison to Ben. And he's certainly capable if you allow him to be.
Makes Antonio Brown so special, and how is any receiver able to have the kind of game that he had Sunday?
Hopefully he's a little worn out, a little dehydrated from last week. He's a special player. It's funny, you talk to Coach O'Neill, coached against him in the MAC when Jimmy was the secondary coach at Eastern Michigan, and he remembers him back then that. And nobody could tackle him in the MAC, so it doesn't that has continued in the National Football League. But he's, you know, the more you know about him and how he prepares and just the mindset he has and how competitive he is and passionate about football, and then you take those intangibles and put them in, you know, combine it with that skill set, it's easy to see why he's that successful. And I also think Todd Haley does an outstanding job. They don't put him in one spot. You know, they move them all over the place, and they're creative in how they get them the football. And, you know, that's frustrating because I know teams have had one or two guys free at the point of attack against them, and he ends up making a miss and making a big play.
Mike, the Browns haven't won in Pittsburgh since 2003. Think back in your life where you were in 2003, and does that put it in perspective for you?
It was 2003. I was in Baltimore. We might have won in Pittsburgh that year, so I might have been enjoying a win there. I'm not sure. It's a tough place to play. Just like Baltimore is a tough place to play. I don't think we can allow that. You know, the game's going to, you know, coaching cliche. The game's going to start 0-0. We understand, but we also know that you know, closing ground on the division is a big part of our future success here, and we've, you know, we won at Cincinnati a year ago. We won at Baltimore this year. It would be huge for us to go down there and post a victory. I mean, our guys are going to get down there with that mindset. You know, every game's different, and we'll see how it plays out.